Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Joining us, as he does every Wednesday at this time, Mayor Grover Robinson, the city of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So I have a big thing I want to get to with you, but before we do that, I just don't want to pass up the chance for you to praise another governmental agency. I don't know if you saw the final design that ECUA voted on, but it's welcome to Pensacola on the north in city colors and home of the Blue Angels with the underside of an F-18 Super Hornet on the south and the wings of gold and cradle of naval aviation on the west. I think this is a win. It's basically everything you thought would work out well. I assume you're happy.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I did talk to Bruce Woody, and the only advice I gave him, he did ask me about the Pensacola part. I said, that's nice, but I don't care. So the only thing I'm going to tell you is don't mess with the Blue Angel part. So keep that on there. So I was glad they did that. That was my only advice to Bruce Woody.
Absolutely. And that part is better. That part is better than what it was before. So I'm excited about that. The big thing, man, I was watching the City Council agenda review on Monday, and it was an endless just uproar over this bathroom facility that is going in, and I say it that way on purpose, at Veterans Memorial Park, that is an impact grant that they are in. Have already paid $50,000 for, and now all of a sudden somebody's upset that they're going to put a restroom facility in at the Veterans Memorial Park. What can you help me unpack this? Why is this a problem?
I so much agree with you. I can't believe we're even discussing this. The city, you know, this is a veterans park. I mean, who else better should we honor than our veterans? They've been trying for years to do something. There's Butch Hansen sent a great email, talked about all the stuff they had been done and all the promises the city had made over the years. Butch made me very well. Paul Epstein made me very aware of the things.
Not to interrupt you, but just Butch Hansen, Mr. Mayor, just for people who don't know, Butch Hansen, formerly the executive director of the Veterans Memorial Park Association, and also the former budget analyst for the city of Pensacola. So very sharp guy. Just wanted to. I know you and I talk sometimes about these people, and the listener may not understand who you're talking to. Go ahead.
Correct. And his wife was the school board rep for District 3 that the governor appointed. But anyways, very active, again, with veterans, just, you know, everything you think you'd want to see, what represents Pensacola. I mean, our military history, what we're proud of, the things that we do for veterans in the park, what we need to do. They came to me, they said, hey, we've been working forever. We're going to do it on our own. We're going to fund it. City didn't have to do anything. Help us here a little bit. The only thing they asked for was $50,000 to help with the sewer. They got an impact grant from Impact 100, which is in Women's Month, and the month of March is the largest philanthropic organization we have in our community. It's women giving. Women selected this project. They thought it was the right project to select. They gave them $100,000 so they could get this trailer. Everything was set up. We brought it to the council in February, and everything worked, and everything went magical. The developer on the north side of the road, a developer who's developing for profit, ended up coming to the individuals.
And that's the Hawkshaw property. For people who don't know the layout, we're talking about the restroom is going to go on the north side of the Veterans Memorial Park, just to the west of the entrance, over on part that's actually the actual park grounds. But the north side is the Hawkshaw property that we've been trying to develop for forever. And the developer there is the one complaining, right?
Correct. Correct. So the developer there is complaining about it, and now the council is moving. I made it very clear to the developer that, hey, we could move locations. That would be fine if you want to work with the Veterans Park, but the veterans don't have the money, and the city doesn't have the money. If you're a for-profit organization, if it's more profitable for you to move it, then we can work on moving it, but you need to move it at your expense. Again, that hasn't worked out for the individual. They would rather go a different route, and apparently the council is willing to indulge them and figure out a different way to do it.
The problem you've got, as I understand it, is that the way the water works in that vicinity is the reason they did a trailer is because you can't build a permanent facility, which would be very expensive, but the trailer is designed to
you'd have to build it up, and then it's
hard to make it ADA accessible, right?
Correct. You can work through the ADA on a position, but either way, it's going to be very expensive to build a permanent structure. And again, all this was being provided to the city at no cost to the city in any way, and really a very small nominal cost to the veterans. Now, there's been a bill of goods kind of sold them that this developer said, well, hey, we can work and we can raise money for a new set of bathrooms. Well, the problem is the veterans have been working for that set of bathrooms for a long time. And again, they raised $100,000, which they've already spent, as you said, they've already ordered and so they're already committed to that $100,000 being spent for the trailer. I fear if the council's going where they're going, they're going to end up having to buy a trailer and then put in the other part. It could cost the city, upwards $300,000-$400,000. I think it was just such a
it's nuts.
I mean, the council, I don't know where they're going on that.
I agree, and I was talking to, by the way, a really good solution. Yeah, and I was talking to Butch Hansen about this the other day, and he was telling me they're going to wrap it so it's going to look like vegetation anyway. And the reason it's a trailer is because it's going to be portable so that in bad weather they can basically move it out of there and safely get it to another location.
Absolutely.
That's why it's an advantage. It's going to have like three sections in it, one for ADA, one for women, one for men. I mean, this is a solution to a problem that all of a sudden there's no alternative, and it would be much more – it's wild. But, sometimes
absolutely.
As well as I do, sometimes politics is crazy.
we're sticking it to women and veterans for private development, and I didn't think I'd see that from the city council, but everything in politics is always interesting.
Yeah, no, Mr. Mayor, I very much agree with you. You and I kind of have broken the news about this thing the other, several weeks ago, and I'm just baffled when I look at what's happening with this right now. I hope city council sees their way clear to understand. And by the way, just as a quick note, they don't really have any authority to stop this, right? Like, it's done. It's permanent.
That's my position. Is this is already been done. I mean, they've already committed. We've committed $50,000. They've already spent $25,000. Their $100,000 they've already spent in the ordering. That was impact money. I mean, impact would not do it until the city told them, yes, we did.
Right, which
we
is smart.
We waited until we got that vote from city council. City council voted on it. They are the ones elected to vote on it. And now, somehow because the developer across the street's come in, it's all messed up. And I think this is a case of veterans are clearly more important. That if the developer wants to do this, they can put in the money and do that. They're the ones making the money for profit. They should be the ones helping to move it and relocate it or do whatever.
And Mr. Mayor, we're almost totally out of time, but I did want to at least give you one moment, because the question I keep getting asked by people is, with all of these numbers in such a good shape and the hospitalizations down below 30 for about a week now, you want to see the mask ordinance go away and just go back to telling people, hey, we'd like you to wear a mask. That's your view, right?
Well, that's also partly because of what the governor's done. I don't want to send Steve Richards out, and I hear what he has, the things he has to deal with. And at this point, it's just becoming confrontational. People have gotten a little crazy on this thing. But the more important part is really the conversation I had this weekend, on Monday, with the hospitals. And they're to the point of saying, listen, we've always known masks are a temporary thing. We didn't have any other solution. The real long-term solution to this is vaccines.
Right.
We've got to get vaccines and get everybody vaccinated. If we do that, even if there's another variant, the fact that when it spreads out again, it will be less viral, less acute on the impacts. I mean, it becomes the common cold. We don't care. We need to protect against this current strain that is creating such a problem, sending people to hospital and creating mortality. So what they said is, we need to get everybody vaccinated. And again, the thing that happened, I sent that letter to the governor, and you saw this week, I was told by hospitals, we got a double shipment. Our shipment increased for Pfizer. It doubled at both Sacred and at Baptist.
Nice.
And now we have a Johnson & Johnson site that was in town, the governor was in town for yesterday. That is what's important. If we can get more vaccines out there, get more people vaccinated, we've made the push at City Hall trying to get our people vaccinated as much as they can. This is incredibly important. I saw you post the other day. You went in for your vaccine.
Yep.
Appreciate you doing that. That's the way we get out of this.
I agree. And as you say, it's
a couple of different things here.
It's great to see the governor being responsive and bringing more vaccine where we're delivering it to people. And so, as you say, that is the long-term solution. Mayor Grover Robinson, City of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, always good to talk to you. We look forward to the council meeting tomorrow night and then talking to you again next week, sir. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.